like copyrights and copying of materials. A website that I work on. There's a thing that I'm thinking about, and I'm related with iPods. I love my iPod. I love downloading music. And there's a whole thing going on in the internet world now with digital rights management, controlling the copying of MP3 files, for instance. And so I'm wondering what the larger perspective about that is. Obviously, I know the details.
Well, the larger perspective is that there is an infinite intelligence that is not guarded by any copyright that is available to anyone who taps into it, right, to use in whatever way you are specifically choosing to use toward whatever benefit you are desiring. And that is the infinite intelligence from which singers find their inspiration, from which painters find their inspiration. In other words, the mathematics and genius that is concluded. In other words, because what that infinite intelligence is all of the thoughts that have ever been thought that law of attraction is then managing. And as you know, as an artist or as a painter or as a musician, as you achieve vibrational alignment with it, then through your unique lens, you attract, and your creation then is uniquely yours.
Right.
So if you could apply that to all things, you would all be better off. In other words, we see that even Jerry and Esther, as they are doing their work, many people now are utilizing the words that Esther has found and are applying it to whatever they are writing. And in the majority of cases, they are not mentioning Jerry and Esther or Abraham. In other words, even though Jerry and Esther and Abraham acknowledge that they would not have those words if it were not for the synthesizing that is going on here. You can imagine an artist, it happens all the time, who listens to music, takes it all in, feels it in his unique way, expresses as he uses the existing platform, and everyone does, and then bounces off into his unique style. And then as his unique style is heard and recognized and appreciated and received, then others begin to duplicate it and copy it or use it now as their platform from which to leap. We are exhilarated about your internet because it is, in your physical format, the closest thing to the way law of attraction works on a vibrational level as anything that we've ever seen. In other words, a person seeking something and being in vibrational alignment with it actually has access to it through these wavelengths, through this very easily discernible, trackable trail that you are describing as the internet. So if you understand that infinite intelligence is available to all, but that it does require an alignment, a recognition from the life that you've lived of what you're reaching for, and then you're coming into alignment with what you're reaching for, and then the universe will deliver it to you. If you could apply that understanding to everything that you see, we believe that people could then become unguarded. Jerry and Esther have been noticing, because they've been watching the musical world. They know people who are part of the musical world. They know people who have been part of the organizations that have all but destroyed the musical world. In other words, they have a good friend who was a part of Napster, who was the first one to cause so much trouble to the record industries and to those record labels. And so they have friends on both sides of that equation, and they know well the concerns about all of it. But what we like about all of it is that if you begin to focus upon it, one of the things that comes very quickly to your awareness is that it is not possible to control the uncontrollable.